As an NBA fan, I am super interested about our next story and topic regarding Toronto Raptors. I should say former Toronto Raptor, Jonte Porter, who it sounds like, by all accounts, is likely to be sentenced to a prison term and face other punishments with regards to pleading guilty to conspiracy to commit fraud, wire fraud, on July the 10th. That was after just trying to manipulate a couple of NBA games. And we talk about the dynamics now of mixing sports wagering with all of the stuff that we have now with the availability of NBA wagering, NFL wagering, and how the two have collided. And people are kind of wondering, are we going to see more stories like the Jonte Porter situation? Joining me now via the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline is somebody that knows a little bit about Jonte Porter, being a former Missouri basketball player. Carrington Harrison, host of The Drive from 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City, and also host of The Carrington Experience on Infinity Sports Network on the weekends. Carrington, always a pleasure to have you here on The Lake Show. And I wanted to have you want to talk about this specifically because, man, I know that you're a Mizzou guy. My producer, Chris Tubbs, he's a Mizzou guy. And I look at this situation, and I don't want to try to put Mizzou in the crosshairs, but I know that you keep up with this stuff. When you saw this initial report about what he was doing, what was your first reaction?
Honestly, Lake, and first, I mean, thanks a lot for having me today. I mean, if you know kind of Jonte's story, it's actually a really sad kind of story. So, I mean, to go through it as fast as I can, Jonte reclassified his senior year to play with his brother Michael. His brother Michael is hurt for most of that year. Jonte has a really, really strong freshman year. He then decides to come back to school. He's going to be the man at Mizzou. He's going to play well and be a first-round pick. He tears his ACL in a scrimmage, never plays his sophomore year. He then is about to get drafted. He tears his ACL again, preparing for the draft. So we're talking about two and a half years he's on the shelf. He then still makes it to the NBA and is actually having some success, and then gets caught up in the middle of this that you said it at the beginning of this. This is point shaving. This is match fixing. I mean, if you go and you really read the particulars of it, I mean, there is no question that he did it, that he is not innocent in this. And if you're asking what the league can do moving forward, I'm sure that we're going to transition and talk about that. I mean, there are some things that I think the league can put in place to kind of curb this a little bit. But, I mean, greed is usually going to win. And if you're a player who, you know, you're not Russell Westbrook, you're not Harden, like you haven't made $200-300 million or more playing basketball, but you're somebody who's made $200,000 playing basketball, you are always going to be tempted by the possibility of you can make a lot of money in a really short period of time.
Yeah, and there's no question about it, and you're spot on about this. You know, one of the interesting things about this is when we're talking about gambling, and clearly we're talking about gambling addiction, this individual, Jonte Porter, he was pulling himself out of games, which is ensuring that bettors who took the under on prop bets would win their wagers. Now, they're saying that the maximum prison sentence for conspiracy to commit wire fraud is 20 years, but clearly he's not going to get 20 years. Prosecutors have estimated that Porter's sentence is going to fall in the range from 41 to 51 months. My question to you is this, Carrington. Do you think that this story in itself, this example with Jonte Porter, is going to be eye-catching enough to give pause to other athletes from doing this?
No, I mean, this is just, to me, a case study in human nature. I mean, there is a warning label on the box that tells you the dangers of cigarettes. We all know people that smoke cigarettes. We know and we have the studies of that it is in your best interest to wear your seatbelt. People die every day by not wearing their seatbelt. So, yeah, you can tell people the rules and no, 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 but greed usually is going to win. Let's talk about this part of it, Lake, because, you know, now that we know that there is a problem, what can the league do to stop it? They have already tried to implement a plan where you cannot bet player props on a player in Jonte's stature. I think that's a big thing here. Like, you are not, like, let's say you're LeBron in this. What money could you offer LeBron to fake that he's hurt to take the under in a game?
Like, you can't.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, so, like, there is going to be a high number of players that there is not a number that you're going to Kevin Durant to get him involved in this scheme. but it can work for somebody like Jonte. So I think there's a couple of things you can do. Number one, it is that you should not be able to offer player props on certain players. The second thing is there needs to be a heavy limit on it too. Like, how they ended up getting caught is just so silly. They tried to basically take $10,000 and parlay it and make $1 million. Wait, you guys didn't think that this was going to set off some red flags, that you guys tried to leave a casino with $1 million because you guys came up off Jonte Porter under? Like, come on now. Like, what are we doing here? Like, that whole thing, like, it just doesn't really make any sense. So, in some ways, like, this story is the, you know, rise and fall of a player. But also, this story should be is all of the protections that are in place to stop something like this happening, they worked. Like, this worked.
Yeah.
They caught Jonte because it is now legal and because we can share this information and because we can monitor it and track it. And whenever something looks off, we can stop it. That's how they caught Jonte.
Yeah, now I'm totally with you. We're talking to Carrington Harrison, host of The Drive on 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City and the Carrington Experience on Infinity Sports Network. And, you know, one of the things that I look at right now, C-Dot, is the fact that I'm not even as a wagerer, as somebody that likes to gamble, I'm not even necessarily that much concerned as much about the NBA or like the professional realm. I'm still concerned about the college guys now. Guys that look at the college angle and they're like, you know what? I think that we're not going to be in danger of losing a game, but you know what? Let's keep it close and we'll just go about it that way. That to me still kind of terrifies me a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, that thing I think is always going to be real. Now, one thing that they've done is, and which I would advocate for college players, is you shouldn't be allowed to bet an over-under. Like, you know how it is with, you know, an NFL player, for example. Justin Jefferson, his over-under on yards is going to be 99.5. Do you think he's going to have more or less? They shouldn't offer that for college players. They should just do it where, for people that gamble, they call, like, alternate lines. So it is, you know, a guy like Cooper Flagg. Cooper Flagg to score 8 points is this. Cooper Flagg to score 10 points is this. 12 points is this, et cetera. And then you can wager based on that. But there is not a – you cannot wager on him to play poorly. It is only based on him playing well, so to speak.
Yeah.
So to me, that's a very easy way to kind of limit it if we're talking about the college players where this is not even an option where, you know, we are gambling on whether or not you're going to have 2.5 turnovers, and now I can take the over on you having 3 turnovers. No, why should this even be a player prop to even eliminate the possibility that you can go to a college kid, offer them $5,000, and then you can use that information to make a whole lot of money?
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you one quick question before we get out. And I appreciate your time in talking about this specific topic, but I actually want to transition to ask you a topic about the Chiefs. And the number one thing that people are talking about right now is the, because you're on the radio home of the Kansas City Chiefs, is Patrick Mahomes and his availability and his injury and all of that good stuff. You, as the top host there, you have a weekly appearance with Patrick Mahomes. Have you talked to Patrick Mahomes this week? If you did, what do you think is his availability for this week? And if you haven't talked to him, what do you think happens?
No, I did not get a chance to talk to him. Short week, kind of rehab. So we actually ended up getting another player. We actually ended up getting Trent McDuffie. He actually got his first interception this weekend. So, no, I didn't get a chance to talk to Patrick. I believe that Patrick is going to play, and this is kind of how I came to that conclusion. Number one is Vegas. Funny enough, we're talking about it right now. So on Sunday, after all of this happened, Houston was a 2.5-point favorite. Now the Chiefs are a 3-point favorite. So you want to talk about the line flipping? Vegas knows something. Patrick Mahomes did media on Monday, so he did his usual press conference with all of the media. He then has been a full participant in both practices that they've had. So they have one more practice tomorrow. Obviously, they're not going to practice on Friday, and then they play on Saturday. So my expectation is that tomorrow they're going to announce that Patrick Mahomes is the starting quarterback for this upcoming week. They just haven't done anything different. So if you're going to tell me that Mahomes is going to be a full participant every day this week, I just don't really know how you can turn around and say, oh, well, now he wasn't clear to play. Well, I mean, today they had a padded practice, so they had a regular, normal walkthrough, and the fact that he was there for all of it leads me to believe that he is going to play.
Yeah. Hey, C-Dot, man, you've been killing it in Kansas City, and you're killing it nationally on the Infinity Sports Network. I appreciate the time, my man. Happy holidays.
Lake, man, I appreciate you too, man. You too.
All right, take care. That's Carrington Harrison joining us from The Fan in Kansas City and the Carrington Experience on Infinity Sports Network. Many of you are saying, well, what is the Infinity Sports Network? That is formerly CBS Sports Network.